Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Guys, I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah. Super excited because I finally forked over the money to get Netflix a few months ago.
Good for you. You remember now?
Yeah, I remember now. And one of the first shows I started watching when I started paying Netflix for their shows was this series called Last Chance U.
Okay.
And it follows a football team of these guys that screwed up, getting into a major college, and trying to get a second shot at life. And in that show, you meet one of the greatest people you will ever meet, Miss Wagner.
Aww.
She takes care of these guys. Most notably, she hooks them up with pencils. And season two is about to drop on Friday, July 21st. And we have the star of that show, Brittany Wagner, Miss Wagner, on the phone with us right now. Hi, Miss Wagner.
Hi.
Miss Wagner.
Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Wonderful. So good. How are you doing?
I'm fangirling out because for 7 years I listened to you every morning driving to Scuba, Mississippi to hand out pencils.
Really?
And now I'm coming full circle and I'm on the show and that's crazy.
Well, you've gotten to do a lot of cool things because of Last Chance U, right? I see you on red carpets all the time. I see you on college football fields.
Yeah, I get to go to pretty much any game I want to on Saturdays, so that's pretty cool.
That is cool. How long were you working with this program before Netflix came along and started filming?
I was there for 8 years total, so I worked there for 7 years before we ever, you know, before anyone ever knew or cared, actually, about it. I have over 200 players that I've sent to the Division I level that I've mentored individually, so I had been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And honestly, until Netflix came along, you know, no one knew who I was. But it's been a crazy past year.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to go to a place called Scuba?
I know.
A lot of partying
you
going
would
on.
Enjoy Scuba.
I know I would.
Yeah. How is Scuba?
Scuba is full of nothing but cows.
So it's really good for kids that got in trouble to go over to Scuba because they can't really get in trouble out there.
Yeah, it's really if you get in trouble in Scuba, you're really trying to do something. It's 40 miles from pretty much anything, 40 miles from the nearest Walmart. There's no red lights. There's two gas stations. One of them has a Subway. The other one you can get pizza at. And that's literally it. I mean, there's just nothing. And most of our guys don't have cars, or if they do, a lot of times we'll take the keys away from them. So
yeah.
It really is kind of like, I mean, it sounds terrible, but it kind of is like a rehab for some of these guys who just have gotten in trouble at they've gone, you know, they're big time players and they've gone Division I and something has happened either academically or just in their social life. And they come to us, you know, and we kind of rehabilitate them to send them back to the next level and win national championships in the process. So it really is kind of a good combination. And I think the fact that we are kind of in the middle of nowhere helps the cause a little bit. And then they're able to go on and, you know, do great things and hopefully make better decisions.
Fewer distractions out in the middle of the country,
of course.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Now, in season two, Miss Wagner, there's been some clips of you and Coach Stevens maybe not getting along.
they kind of played that up in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we just have differing philosophies. And, you know, I think we have the same common goal, but different ways that we wanted to go about getting there.
And yours is better.
And mine is better, Kelly.
That's right.
Part of the reason why mine is better is because I'm a female.
That's right. Yeah.
I got your back, no matter what.
You know what? I do notice that the players do seem to respond a lot better to the way you treat them. Because you're still tough on them, but you still give them that love and nurturing that they probably...
Motherly, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't get that growing up, a lot of these guys.
No, they didn't. And you know what I found, too, is a lot of them have had men in their life that have disappointed them or let them down. And so there's an automatic distrust with that male role, and it may not be warranted, but it's there because of experiences that they've gone through in their past.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't have that with a female.
Now, Miss Wagner, do you ever get hit on by the players, and how do you handle that situation? Because you're a pretty woman.
Pretty hot girl.
And these guys are teenagers, you know, they're looking at you like, hey, what's going on, Miss Wagner?
Yeah, you know, I really don't. I mean, I'm not going to say I never have had inappropriate comments, and I shut them down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I just right in the moment will say, you know, that's inappropriate, and you're not going to go there again. But it doesn't happen as much as people fans now want it to. and I think that's because the way I'm presented. I mean, I'm just not presented in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm presented in more of that mom, that counselor, that, you know, she's the one that's going to get you out of here, so you better not disrespect her type of thing. And they really, they just really don't look at me, or at least they don't, they're too scared to to say
that's
anything
if screwed
they
up.
Do look at me in that way. So, no, I really haven't.
We're chatting with Brittany Wagner. She's from Last Chance U, or Miss Wagner, as we know her. Now, your do you have a pencil catchphrase has turned into something cool for you, right?
Oh, wow, yeah. It went that was crazy. That went viral. And, yeah, I turned it into my own company.
Yeah.
I've left, spoiler alert, but I left Scuba. I know. And turned it into my own company. 10,000 Pencils is the name of it. And now I've just turned this whole thing into a private practice. So athletes anywhere, all over the country, can now hire me, and I can work with them or their high school programs, junior college programs, even university programs, on helping their athletes with academic success and then also just life skills and life choices.
That's really cool.
That is great. I mean, you're a life coach. What when someone's struggling, whether it's an athlete or just any of us in day-to-day life, you know, and we're just having a hard time, what kind of advice do you give someone if you're, you know, being a life coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think with athletes, there's so much pressure on them that I think the average public doesn't really understand. And a lot of times, you know, these players have not come from the best of environments or the best of childhoods. And a lot of them, they come from these small rural, low socioeconomic communities, and then they're thrust into these big programs and they've got five stars attached to their name and their social media, and everybody's looking at them. And for some reason, we don't allow them to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we allow everyone else to make mistakes and we make mistakes, but we don't allow the college athlete to screw up. And the minute they do, it's just like life's over. And so for these athletes, a lot of times, you know, I work with them on being who they are, but let's learn some responsibility in being who you are.
I have a suggestion for you, kind of getting off the subject just a little bit, Brittany, but since you're from Scuba, Mississippi, have you ever thought about starting a business, another business there, and calling it Scuba, and teach people in Scuba how to scuba?
Sorry, Miss Wagner.
I knew he was going to have some kind of joke that wasn't funny.
There
you go. Miss Wagner's bringing the heat.
So glad you said it.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming. I wasn't sure what the subject matter was going to be. But
you never know when.
Are you just glad he didn't ask you about the Kim Kardashian butt question that he normally does?
Yeah. That was next.
I don't know. I was waiting to see what it was going to be about. I figured it would be something about me being single, or I don't know.
No, that's much too easy. Scuba. I think that's it. That could be a winner.
Did you really go to school with Lance Bass?
I did. I went to high school with Lance Bass. I did. We were actually in a singing group together. And then he left our school early to go form NSYNC. And he and I are still friends, still talk.
Awesome.
And actually, Dak Prescott, who's your quarterback there in Dallas, went to my college. I'm a Mississippi State alumni, and Dak and I know each other from Mississippi. I'm a lot older than him, but we know each other just from the Mississippi State connection.
Yeah,
the dogs.
Cool.
Yeah. What are the chances of you getting us into a Mississippi State game?
Oh, definitely. Let's do it. You got to bring a cowbell now.
Oh, we'll bring a cowbell. We'll bring whatever you need us to bring. Pencils, cowbells, all that. All that stuff.
Is Kelly coming?
Kelly?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know why I wouldn't.
Kelly goes, where are the seats?
Yeah. Air conditioned, right?
Sit on the field?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're going to have
to. It's air conditioned.
You're going to need a suite for Miss Evans Raspberry.
Is there a buffet?
we can hook that up.
Okay.
Miss Wagner will find you one. Well, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Last Chance U, check out season one, and then the Get Ready for Season 2 drops on Friday, July 21st. You can check out Brittany Wagner, Miss Wagner, on the show.
Awesome.
It's so good to finally talk to you.
Yay.
Thank you. I know. Thank you all so much. This is so great.
Thank you, and congratulations on everything that's happened since.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye, Ms.
Wagner.
Bye,
Ms.
Wagner. Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It'll be nice to see Charlie Puth again.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Somebody's microphone has gas.
That was mine. It just kind of fell over. I'm sorry.
Charlie's on tour right now with Shawn Mendes. And it's funny. Remember last time we talked to him and we said, hey, who do you want to work with the most? He brought up Shawn Mendes. He said, my artist crush right now is Shawn Mendes because he's really good. And so now they're touring together.
You put stuff out in the universe and it can happen.
That's what you got to do.
Throw it out there.
Speaking of Charlie Puth, Big Al.
Yes.
Bella Thorne talked about what happened between her, her ex-boyfriend Tyler Posey, and those Charlie Puth cheating rumors. Remember that?
Ooh.
Bella Thorne finally spoke about that.
Yo, basically, like, me and Ty stopped dating.
I don't like when girls start with yo. It's almost like getting dude.
From I say yo sometimes. No, I mean, I'll go, do I say yo?
No, you don't say yo.
Okay, I thought
you'll dude us sometimes, but that's fine because we're friends. Yo.
I don't like that I do that, though.
All right.
Yo, basically, like, me and Ty stopped dating. Charlie was tweeting about me for a while, and he, like, was, you know, trying to reach out to me. And I, like, had hung out with him, like, twice. You know, we went to the movies. He was cool. And then he invited me up to Jingle Ball to watch him perform, and I'd never done that before. I'd never flown up to, like, see anybody. So I was like, oh, this is, like, cool. I get to, like, watch behind the stage, especially because I was thinking about maybe going back into singing. And then everything just got way blown out of proportion. Like, we weren't even kissing in that photo. Like, that photo makes it look like we're about to kiss, and we're straight up not about to kiss. I didn't think it was going to be any of a problem because I knew personally that me and Ty were cool. And then Charlie saw an old news article, and he didn't look at the date. And the date is old, and it's about me and Ty. And I'm talking about how we both don't have, like, that much family. We're spending Christmas together, da-da-da-da. Christmas is about to come at this point. So in Charlie's defense, when he read it, not reading the date, it sounds like I'm talking about me and Ty still being together. So he didn't even text me, though, or talk to me about it. He just straight up, like, I woke up, and my friend, my bestie, like, Alexa called me. She's like, yo. He just mentioned your name and Tyler Posey in the same sentence. You need to go on Twitter. And I was like, wait, what? And I go on it and I'm like, oh my goodness. And then I felt super bad because I was like, he really thinks that, like, I was, like, still with Ty. Like, no. So kept calling him, wouldn't answer my calls. Like, then he just starts texting me. And I was like, yo, that's, like, straight up a lie. Like, why'd you tweet that? And, like, Ty calls me. He's like, yo, what's all this about? He really doesn't like press and stuff.
Right.
And he should have just called me, Charlie.
Just call. There it is.
Yeah, just call.
Just call.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Yo,
maybe he
straight
didn't
up.
Call because he didn't want to have to hear you talk.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear yo straight
like,
up.
Yo, like, why wouldn't straight he want to, like, yo. Talk to her, yo?
Straight
so,
up.
So then she started dating straight Scott up. Disick.
See, I don't mind it when Beast Boy and Teen Titans says yo all the time. That sounds cool.
It's kind of painful and amusing and entertaining. And
for a minute.
I don't know what it is. No, to watch girls try to figure out how to be an adult.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a lot of us go through it not as celebrities. So it's really interesting to watch celebrities try to figure out what is sexy, how do I conduct myself as a lady. Because I'll tell you the truth, I didn't do it right. I thought I dressed like a streetwalker for a long time because I didn't know how to interpret. You want to be sexy, but you're scared of sexuality. Uh-huh. You want guys to look at you, but you freak out when they look at you. And I remember I used to wear these spike heels.
You?
In the daytime. Oh, honey.
It daytime? Was,
you?
Daytime. I wore these spike heels.
Yeah, the day
fishnet day stockings.
You?
Black fishnets and a black mini skirt. I was wearing up mall. And a guy pulled up in the parking lot and
That's
asked
right.
me how much. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And I was a good girl.
And
but
you
I didn't. But I still wanted to be. I was embarrassed. Come on. I had somebody talk about me. They said I bent over one time at the mall. My skirt was too short. They could see everything. Because girls, just you're trying
how
to
much?
Figure it out.
Well, you don't wear the thong, so not
Bella,
everything.
Let's just be honest. Bella Thorne, I'm thinking she's still a work in progress. I hope she's not done baking
straight
yet.
Up. Yo, straight up.
Yo, basically like me.
Oh, basically
like
me.
Well, remember when everyone before girls were talking in the fry voice and like.
Yeah. Fry voice
oh,
is
that.
Still there.
So now it's, I'm too cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why she thinks this is, well, then again, I can't, because I thought I was attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, she's she looks like a, oh gosh. Okay. I don't want to
So it never worked for you is what you're saying.
No, it
the
didn't
day
work for me.
The day walker.
Yeah, yes. A lot of girls will go through the wild stage.
It's hard for us guys too, because we know you're trying to dress sexy for guys, but we don't know where we're supposed to look sometimes.
Yeah. You know what's so weird though, is I feel like I get hit on when I put no effort in more than when I'm like dressed up, makeup done, hair done. I've never looked better in terms of, you know, effort, nothing.
I probably hit on more girls that look like they put no effort in because they appear more approachable.
Yeah.
That's me. So, you know, if I see a girl got jeans, baseball cap, whatever, just kind of chilling.
Right.
That's a girl I can probably have a conversation with.
But you
with.
Don't want the girl that goes to the mall in her pajamas.
No.
I mean, I can't believe that.
No, not that little of effort.
The outfit that turns me on the most with my wife, and this is with all the going out ones and the wedding outfits, the one that when I come home and she's wearing this, I'm like, yeah.
What?
She's wearing jean shorts.
Okay.
Not too crazy, just some jean shorts, the ones that are in style right now.
Yeah.
She's wearing kind of a loose shirt that drops down quite a bit near the armpit area. And she has that lace bra that a lot of
okay.
girls are wearing.
That's the JC
right
uniform,
now.
Huh?
Oh, man. When she's wearing that, I'm like, yes. That's my favorite thing right there.
All right. Well, yeah. Now she knows if she didn't know before.
Oh, I tell her.
You tell her all the time?
Oh, I tell her all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
I let her know what the favorite outfit of the day is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And she wears it more often now because I've told her.
All right.
I have no idea what Alan likes to see me wear.
Really?
Hello, I'm Alan.
You want me to do some recon or you want to ask him?
Oh, okay. I can ask him. I don't know what he likes to see me wear. I know he doesn't like it when I pull my hair straight back in a ponytail.
Because you're all face.
You're all face. Just like, I said, well, don't you like my face? Yes, but you're just all face.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't think he likes that.
Okay.
But I don't know what he likes me to wear. I need to ask him that.
Well,
I like those dresses you wear. Are you wearing one of those right now?
No, I'm wearing pants.
Thanks for noticing.
well, you're sitting down.
I've been sitting all day.
Is there any time that you've noticed that he says, hey, you know what? You look nice more than other times?
No.
Okay.
I don't want you to think he doesn't make me feel attractive. I just don't know what he prefers. I don't know.
From the text, JC, what do you mean you don't know where to look sometimes? Look at my face, JC. Look at my eyes. We try.
Is that from Kenzie? Oh, no.
No. Right. We try. But I'm telling you, when it's a super low-cut shirt,
yeah.
It is almost impossible. It's
an invitation.
I don't want to.
That's not what
I want to look at.
I mean, an arrow that says look, pointing at the boobs.
Yeah, but I've never understood the girl that wears something
don't get
like
mad
that.
At us.
If I have my boobs out and you're looking, I'm not yelling at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't get mad at us.
I'm asking for it.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not just men that are looking at your boobs. It's going to be also the women.
Women, too. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't keep my eyes off some of them boobies.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's just like,
it's
whoa.
Just there. I'm like, sorry. I want to make eye contact, but my eyes are.
Yeah.
It just goes down there for some reason. Speaking of dating, Jen, I saw on your Instagram story that you had an intellectual date coming up.
Oh, I've been good. I've been dating. You guys would be proud of me. I just haven't said much about it. Yeah, I've been like swiping. I've been going on some dates here and there. It's good for me.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I was joking. It's just because the person's smart. I like dating smart people.
Yeah.
But
like he's super smart.
I mean, I don't know what an intellectual date means. I was just saying the guy was smart.
Like he's a scientist or something?
No. I've just been going on some casual dates. I've been dressing very casually for me because I'm like, you know what? I'm at a place. This is me. I mean, I did a workout date once.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That worked out. He brought a change of clothes.
You did an Iceland date?
He brought a change of clothes.
And
yeah.
Jenna didn't.
And I didn't because he's like, we're not going to change. I'm like, no, this is it.
This is me.
This is me. I want someone that wants to go work out with me on Saturday morning. I'm not going to wear makeup.
What you wore to the fight you went to on Friday, well, that was a cool.
That was casual.
Yeah, it was a casual, cool look.
I wore sneakers and jeans. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
I'm just being casual. I'm being casual.
Low key Jenna.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, if a guy makes a mistake of saying, I like you more without makeup, okay. Get used to
That's
it.
That's what you're gonna get, sir.
Yeah, right?
No, There's I'm good. I'm happy. Right. I'm good. I'm trying. I'm putting myself out there a bit. It's good.
Good. You have to.
Yeah.
So you've been on dates since Greenland, Iceland.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah, that was over. That's done, right?
Yeah. No, Iceland was wonderful, but that date was a disaster.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have been on some dates since then. I'll let you know if there's anything of note at some point.
All right.
Maybe
but
we'll
for now, it's just me, okay?
And Wheezy.
Yes.
And part-time Justin. He likes to tag along.
I'll let you know when it's really good or really bad.
All right. Well, if you need some love advice, you're in luck. Love Letters to Kelly is coming up next. And Kelly.
Yes.
This woman is torn between two men.
Oh, torn between two lovers.
Yeah. 20 good reasons why she should be with one guy and only one good reason why she should be with the other.
Okay.
So what's the problem? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 10 minutes away from asking you to call to play Beat Shazam so you could score your $1,000, Kid Nation.
All right.
Just give us the title of the song. No need for the artist, but if you want to throw it in there, that's nice. We appreciate that. We'll ask you to call in 10 minutes. Also, at this time tomorrow, we'll be chatting with Charlie Puth. Don't forget about that.
The Puth Man.
Speaking of Charlie Puth, remember See You Again? That song is now the most watched YouTube video of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, it surpassed Gangnam Style.
Good.
Sorry, Psy.
Good.
In your face.
This one's more deserving, right?
But we do have to ask Charlie about Macklemore. Remember when we talked to Macklemore? And he said he was asked to do this song?
Is there a song out there that you actually are really glad that came to you that you're like, I'm so glad I didn't do that. It sounds so much better with this person that we would know of?
I can't say that I'm glad that I didn't do it. And it definitely got kind of like passed around in the industry, but See You Again was one of those records.
Wow.
Really?
So, you know, that turned into, when I heard the record, I was like, this is going to be a big song.
Yeah.
But Ryan and I were wrapping up our last album and, you know, the timing wasn't right for us. But that turned into like the biggest song of the year. That year. So,
Vin Diesel really nailed it.
That was one that was like, maybe I should have done that.
Yeah.
Paid for my daughter's college.
Yeah.
That's where you learn not to doubt the Puthster.
Yeah. That's
what we call it, the Charlie. So Macklemore could have been on that song instead of Wiz Khalifa.
How about that?
Still would have been a good song, regardless. But Wiz did a good job.
It gets really, really high, though, doesn't it? When I see you again. If I listen to a song that I really like, I'm like, can I sing karaoke? Can I sing that song for you?
Is that what you're always thinking?
Yeah, that's what I'm always thinking.
The dream, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe you could sing the Love Letters to Kelly theme on karaoke one day when
all
we
right.
make it a longer song. Because right now it's a very short song,
all right.
but great advice from Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Yeah, we should have Charlie Puth redo this
one. Yeah, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
He has perfect pitch, right?
He does.
Good. Okay, I'm going to have him do my part. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My ex-boyfriend walked out on me 2 weeks ago after a fight. We had been fighting for about 2 weeks straight, and he stuck to his decision to break it off with me after a year together, and we had plans to move in together in just 3 months. I'm devastated that he would just give up on us. I'm 32 and felt like this was the one, but I can't work it out with someone who doesn't want it. I also come with a lot of baggage and was so ready to have a family of my own. What can I do to help myself move forward, or do I wait for him to come back around, Jennifer?
Don't wait for him to come back around, Jennifer. That ship sailed.
Yeah.
Or maybe he will come back around, but you just can't sit there and wait and do nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've grieved a couple weeks. If you need a couple more, take it. But then at that point, you need to get back out there and start looking for the next relationship. And hopefully you learn something from this one. And then that'll just help you in your next one. I mean, every relationship, as long as you can learn something from it, it wasn't a failure.
And it seems like he was looking for that out, right?
Yeah, a year is about right. He doesn't see it moving forward. But then again, you could go out and start living your great life. And he looks over and sees, is her name Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jennifer, wow.
Mm-hmm. Right,
what was I thinking? Yeah. Why'd I let her go? And he could come back around.
Do you?
Or he could just move on, but then you find somebody better that's a better match.
Hello, I'm Alan.
That's what dating is.
Yeah, dating is crossing them off.
Yep.
Trial and error.
Dating is.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
It is just hard when you have that in your head as you start to get older, and you're like, this is the one.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's not the one.
But then
I got to do this again.
You went through that, Jenna.
Yeah,
it's the worst,
right? I did. And I'll tell you what, it's exactly what Kelly said. And I believe it now that I've lived it. But yeah, you grieve a long time sometimes. But then you have those days. And I tell women this all the time that has helped me. It's you get back to doing things that you like to do that make you you. And even new things that don't give you memories of that person. Not things you did together, but new stuff. New grocery stores. I started going, I would go to a new grocery store, a new gym, a new workout. Some things I didn't like, some things I did. But I bettered myself. And at some point you wake up and you're like, okay, I'm myself again and I feel great. And it just takes time.
And you'll start attracting
the
people
the right kind of person.
Right. And the right,
And sometimes that person comes back and maybe they're changed and better. And sometimes
and maybe
they're
not. And you'll be like, what was I thinking?
But you're better. Yeah.
It's okay. We have more than one soulmate out there. It's not just one. We have a couple out there. You'll be fine.
That's what they say.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So my husband left me a while ago, and months after he was gone, I rekindled an old relationship. A year down the road, I realize now why that old relationship died when it did, and my ex-husband now wants me back. Now, I could sit and list 20 good reasons why I should love to be back with my husband, and maybe one reason to stay where I'm at. The problem, I'm pregnant. I'm at a loss. What's your advice, Bailey?
Wow. Well, I wouldn't be making any more major life decisions right now. You know, I might want to sit on that for a minute.
Well, she's got 20 good reasons why she'd love to be back with her husband. So,
and one big one to kind of just chill for a minute.
Yeah.
When does her husband know she's pregnant?
Let's, especially right now when you're pregnant. I don't know if you've ever been pregnant before, but I mean, I'm talking to the lady the letter. If this is a new experience for you, you're probably, your mind's in a million different places. There's a thing called pregnancy brain. It's very real. Your emotions, your hormones, everything's going to be out of whack for a while. So I wouldn't make any permanent, can't go back decisions right now. I just kind of chill.
Yeah. If husband's really trying to get back with her, he must not know she's pregnant.
I wonder. I wonder if that would make a difference in what the ex-husband's going to say. Like, he might make the decision for you.
Yeah.
Especially if they didn't have kids, and then now you're having your first child with this other guy.
Yeah. Let's just concentrate on having a healthy baby before we make any more being done with this person, moving back to that person.
Boy.
Well, if it didn't work out,
things happen.
If it didn't work out the first time with this ex-boyfriend she went back to and she realized what didn't work, why would she go back to an ex-husband if that's probably what's going to happen?
A lot of times, though, if you have a marriage and you go through these rough times, you go to see if the grass is greener. It's not, and you want to go back. I get that. But now you've got a baby coming.
I wonder,
you know, and that changes a lot of things. So you have to even see if your ex-husband's interested in raising another man's baby.
Or...
Right?
Was she dipping her toe into the ex-husband pool and...
She would have said that.
Yeah, she would have said, no, then she'd be gone.
Yeah.
Because she had 20 reasons already for the ex-husband.
Yeah. One, she's staying with the new guys because she's pregnant with his baby.
Yeah, okay.
So you're thinking she's going to end up on Maury.
I think she just should just chill out and not... Just kind of let sleeping dogs lie for a minute until she has the baby and then kind of go from there.
Relax your voice.
Well, you know, what's your rush?
Right, exactly. You got 9 months.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 10 years. We've had our ups and downs and have dealt with rocky moments. However, I still love this man like crazy.
Of course.
We didn't get to enjoy our first go-round, our wedding go-round, so I suggested a themed vow renewal for our 15th anniversary. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
We have family members telling me I'm going to curse our marriage. My husband has gone back and forth between agreeing with me and agreeing with them. What should I do? Heather?
I don't think it's a marriage curse. They're probably just used to seeing these celebrity couples like Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon and Heidi Klum and Seal and people like that who did these every year. I mean, literally every year they did a vow renewal ceremony, which was weird. But I don't see anything wrong with doing vow renewals if it's for the right reasons.
Right.
I mean, is it just because you want a big showy wedding? You want to, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money just for to prove what?
We didn't get to enjoy our wedding the first go round. That's it.
Yeah. So I mean, what's the point? Is it about recommitting yourself to your husband, or is it about just having a big party? You're just about having a big party. Have yourself a big party.
There you go.
You know, but it's more the intent of the vow renewal. I don't think you're cursing anything. I don't necessarily believe that, but. Look at your motivations for having the second ceremony and decide if it's worth the money, the aggravation, the stress. Is your husband really on board? Is he just humoring you? I mean, make sure it's for the right reasons.
It worked for me when I did it.
And Al did it for the wrong reasons. He did it for a show bit.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, let's just be honest. He did that for a show bit.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
And it didn't work out well.
It worked fine for a couple months.
You renewed your vows after how long?
After a year and a half, I guess, Kelly, or a couple of years. Something like that.
It wasn't even a nice round number?
Yeah, it was a couple of years, I guess.
Well, we had been separated, and then we were trying to get back together, and then Kid had this wonderful idea, let's renew your vows, and we did it, and it was a disaster.
And then you were still...
It wasn't a disaster. I was a disaster. I take 100% full responsibility of my marriage not working and the renewal not working.
Yeah.
It was all me. Boom. It's out there. It was my fault.
Were the vows better than the speech you gave at Kelly's wedding?
He just had to repeat after him.
Yeah.
You didn't write your own.
Al's vows were like, she loves me, and I don't love her. I mean,
no,
what? And I love all these women.
I loved her.
But I love all these women also.
It just didn't work.
I love her right now.
Yeah. That was the old Al.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years, and we have 2 kids together. I started talking about marriage about a year or two into our relationship, and he would always say the same thing along the lines of, I don't see the point of it. It's just a piece of paper. Or, I will, just not right now. I respect that. I understand that he does not want to be like his parents. He has wonderful parents. They just suck at finding good people for themselves. So here's the hiccup. He calls me the other day to tell me that he got picked as a finalist in a drawing for a car.
Yes!
Yay!
Nice.
They also offered a vacation for 2 nights and 3 days. The rules state that the couples must be married to take the trip.
Oh, no.
He brought up the idea of getting married and using that as a honeymoon. I should have been excited, but I wasn't. I guess reality set in that I could actually marry this man. And I realized I didn't want to get married.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my gosh. I still love him, and I want to be with him forever. I just want the down-on-one-knee proposal. I want the reason to get married to be because he loves me. Hell, I'll even take getting health care coverage, but not a 2-day vacation. It almost hurt when he asked. What is wrong with women?
I don't
now
know.
Now you want to be married, but not
I
in
know.
This way?
Not you didn't ask me the right
Should
way.
Should I be excited anyways? Oh, get married, girl.
Get
what
married
is wrong with people?
I'm
sorry. This is you, Kelly.
It's like, you're right. I don't feel well, so I'm happy to let you take over. But that's basically what Jenna said is basically what I'm saying. I know you wanted the romantic proposal. You set it up this way, channeling
Thanks,
Dr. Phil.
Phil
now.
They might get a free car, Kelly.
I mean, you've done, if you want to talk about the right way to do things, nothing about this relationship has gone according to the fairy tale romance. So, I mean, you wanted to get married. He's like, okay, let's get married. Well, that's not the way I wanted you to ask me. I mean, you know, so maybe just let him know that In a nice way and not a demanding way. Like, wow, it would have been really nice to have a nice proposal. Give him a chance. Maybe he'll come back and do the one knee thing for you. But, you know, yeah, so you're finally getting married over a free car. Is it the ideal situation? No. Is it romantic? Definitely not.
Right.
What kind of car? Didn't say.
I didn't say.
Yeah.
But what kind of in this day and age, what rules? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
You have to be married? Well, that's the rules.
I mean, maybe I don't
you can
know.
Win a car, you can take a trip, but you have to be married to take
they
the trip.
Went that's their church.
I guess they want it to be for couples that are
that.
Married couples. I guess.
Well, I mean, you have couples
right,
who are
it
together. If it's Kurt and Goldie Hawn, I mean, I hate to use them as a reference because they're old.
They've been together,
together for 30, 40 years. They're not married, so they couldn't win the contest.
Nope.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Not. Sorry, Kurt.
So you're going to tell me
sorry,
they're going to require you to show up and show your marriage license?
Uh-huh.
No, that's. Bull crap.
And they've been living together for this long, so aren't they technically
common law or whatever. So I think that's just that's the silliest thing.
Yeah, for real.
That's the thing. You would rather end the relationship instead of
saying, because he didn't ask me the right
way. Instead of saying, okay, this isn't ideal, but you let him know, and it maybe on vacation he could like do the whole traditional get down on one knee.
I think she's wanting him to forfeit the vacation, but keep the car. There's your answer.
Well, it's either or, Kelly. You didn't win both.
You're giving up a 2-day vacation, and you don't want to get married anymore.
It's
so
funny,
there.
I didn't want to get married until there was a car.
So ridiculous. That's just the most ridiculous scenario.
You guys are good for each other.
Yeah. Take it. Get married. All right, Kid Nation, we got $1,000 for you. You don't need to be married to win this one.
Or to play, yeah,
yes.
Right.
Good.
It's time to play Beat Shazam. Can you identify the song before Shazam does?
Mm.
Just like the TV show.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for Beat Shazam. The contest where you can win $1,000 in a matter of seconds, as long as you can get a song before Shazam does.
There you go.
You just got to identify the song. That's it. We asked for caller number 11, and that happens to be you, Sandra.
Sandra.
Hi.
Oh, hey,
hi.
There you are. There you are.
Hi. Right.
Cool, calm, collected.
Yeah. You ready to play, girl?
I am.
All right.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
No. Take a breath.
You're pretty good with music, Sandra?
Kinda.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take a kinda. Here's how it works. I'm going to play you a song, okay? It's going to cut off. Don't be scared. That just means Shazam has identified it. At that point, I will ask you to name the song, and if you can do it, you got $1,000, okay?
wonderful.
All right, Sandra.
Easy breezy.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here is your song.
Moth drawn to a flame.
Name that song.
I don't know.
That is not correct, Sandra. I'm sorry.
Sorry, babe.
You have a wonderful day, Sandra.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to the next contestant. Oh, look at another S name. Stephanie.
Oh, how about that? What a coincidence.
And Shazam.
How you doing, Stephanie?
And I feel sick.
Yeah, Kelly's not feeling well today.
I feel better, though.
Stephanie?
Yes.
There you are.
Hi.
All right. Holy cow, this is crazy.
Right?
I know. Move.
And I'm scared because I listened to that song and I could not figure it out.
So you know what?
Comes to me.
Here's what
scared also starts with an S, but we're going to play it again and it might just trigger something. You never know.
Here you go, Stephanie. Here is your song.
Moth drawn to a flame.
Name that song.
Man, I wish I could name it.
Still didn't come to you. It's okay.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for playing with us, Stephanie.
I see what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
We just lost.
We lost our other contestant. We just had one drop. But it's okay because we just had another one pop on.
All right.
This one does not start with an S.
Pop on.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Jenna. Hi, JC.
Hey, what's going on?
Double JC.
Oh, JC squared. Wow.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready to do this.
It's okay.
Don't be nervous. You have one of the greatest names of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
See, also starts with an S.
Huh? Yeah, it does, Al.
Yes,
of course,
that's right.
Of course, Al. Good job. All right. JC, here is the song.
Yes, I'm ready.
Moth drawn to a flame.
Name that song, Tocayo.
Oh, my God. Is that... That's not Treat You Better, is it?
That is incorrect, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer. Thank you, JC. You have a wonderful day, buddy.
This one's hard.
A little bit harder, yeah. We'll move on to the next contestant here.
Okay.
We got... Oh, thank you. Part-time Justin's helping out in the phone screen. He's hooking us up with callers. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Am I on?
You're on.
Is this thing working?
Oh, my goodness.
You're definitely not off.
We got you.
This is, like, the most exciting day ever.
Okay, good. We want to make it even more exciting by giving you $1,000. All you got to do is give us the title of this song I'm playing for you right now.
Moth drawn to a flame.
Name that song.
It's Stitches, right?
Stitches! Which is what snitches get.
Also starts with the letter S.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, wait, what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Took me a while to catch on. What are you going to do with $1,000?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to call my husband right now, and we're going to figure it out because I'm so excited.
Yay.
Oh.
What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. His name is Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all have made, like, me the happiest girl ever right now.
Good.
Well,
that makes us happy.
Hopefully you and Kelly can put that towards maybe a cool
vacation.
We were just talking about a summer vacation, too.
Oh, look at that.
Where are you thinking about going?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe a cruise or float the river or something. Yeah.
Could we tell you about the Unico Resort
down
in Playa del Carmen?
Perhaps to Mexico with us.
Yeah.
Get
your passport.
Get yourself your tickets. We'll be going down there in a couple weeks.
Labor Day week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Labor Day week.
Oh, and my birthday is September 6th.
Oh, we'll be there then.
Perfect.
Come on.
In fact, anybody who wants to come down and party with us on our family vacation, we welcome that.
Yeah.
Sure. Unico.
Yeah. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys.
Aww.
Y'all are awesome.
We're excited too. What do you do for work?
I'm actually a nanny for three girls. Three girls and a three-year-old girl.
I could tell. You're very bubbly and fun to talk to.
They have a number. You should get her number, JC, just in case you need a nanny sometime.
I might need a nanny, Well, we're going to have to get her number because she's a winner, and we're going to have to get her information.
So
hold on for us, okay?
Thank you.
All right. There she goes. We'll play again tomorrow. Beat Shazam.
Same time.
Don't forget to watch the show Thursday nights on Fox. Is it still playing on Fridays? I think it is. It was playing for a while. So Thursday and Friday nights with Jamie Foxx. Coming up next, we're giving you a very sick showbiz top five.
No, I'm feeling a lot
better. You're feeling better.
I am. I'm not,
Just regular sick.
Like ill? Like sick?
I was very ill earlier in the show and had to excuse myself, but I'm back now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, Kid Nation, we call this Whatever Wednesday. If there's any stories we missed out on talking about that you're really into or you have a question for the show, because Sometimes we're flippantly talking and we talk about things that happened to us that we assume you remember, and maybe you didn't hear that.
All right.
You could call us and ask us about that. Any questions you have for the show or anything you want to talk about, basically that's what we do on whatever Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
This is your opportunity. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we were just talking about J-Law getting sick when she went to go see that 1984 Broadway play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tyler.
Oh, no.
Says he knows why 1984 made her sick. Now, Tyler. Is this going to make us sick, or you can tell us without making us sick?
I think I can tell y'all without making y'all sick.
Okay, why?
I've read the book, and there are scenes of torture related to in the book. But BuzzFeed, I'm pretty sure, just recently put out an article about many celebrities going there and being sick because of flashing lights, which causes people with epilepsy to trigger, and they do have a disclaimer before the play starts, but people without epilepsy still experience these symptoms. And there is a scene where there's a medieval torture tactic used where they get a rat and a bucket and then heat up the bucket, and you know, the rat has to escape somehow.
Oh.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And they wrote about screams and like very graphic portrayals of torture that are causing many guests and celebrities to be sick.
Got it. Yeah, I don't remember any of that. Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, buddy.
And he didn't do it graphic.
And he did, yeah.
We didn't get sick from
it. In a good way. There you go.
Did it in a good way. Have a good day, Tyler.
Made me kind of frown up a little bit, but I didn't get sick.
Man, I do want to go see the play now, just because.
I don't.
One review called it political torture porn. That sounds intense.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
That's heavy.
I remember the book. I mean, it definitely is edgy, but...
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde, like, broke some bones. She's the starring in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Doing the play?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Rachel wrote us and said, Kelly sounds so chilled and relaxed post-marriage. Congratulations again. Yeah. No, she's actually sick.
Sedated.
Sedated. I had a root canal yesterday and took some medicine last night before I went to bed. Woke up this morning.
Still out of it.
Dizzy, and then just got sick when I got to work. But I feel a lot better. I've had some toast and Sprite now, so.
Kelly's a trooper. Look at her. Coming to work, sick and everything.
Right.
Making it through the show.
Can I take a sick day? I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, well,
I get too nervous to take sick days.
What's our motto? Right? Our motto is we can do anything for 4 hours.
Exactly.
That's right. And the danger of not showing up is they don't miss you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right?
Right.
When they find out they can do the show without you, that's a bad day.
Exactly. You want it to be the worst show
that's
ever.
Right. That's right.
So if you do miss a show, how'd it go? It went great.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Hey, do you want to go? Easy.
Great?
Not great.
Just say it went okay.
Yeah.
It'll make us feel better. Hi, Danica.
Hi.
So you have a request?
A request? Oh, kind of. Okay, so I've been listening to the show since I was a little girl. Uh-huh. And haven't been on air since I won tickets in the fifth grade. And I've always said I was going to be Big Al's number whatever girlfriend since I was, like, super little.
Goals.
That's a good goal.
Big Al,
yes, ma'am.
I love y'all all, but Big Al, yes. I love you.
I love you, too.
You're so awesome.
Thank you. I love you, too. What's her name again?
Danica.
Danica, I love you.
So, Danica, you're single?
I'm actually not anymore.
Oh, how are you going to be Big Al's
girlfriend? I tell him all the time. I said, one day I'm going to call in, and I'm going to tell him I was supposed to be girlfriend
honey.
Number whatever.
Well, remember he had honey number one. Wasn't it honey?
I knew honey number one, number two, and number three.
He was dating three girls at once, and they all knew about it. It was
why
great.
Don't you just make her honorary honey number four?
Danica, you are officially, Danica, you are officially honey number four.
Wow.
Or
look
maybe.
At that. You just made my Wednesday.
Right. Hold on. What do you do for work?
I work for a pediatric therapy company. I work in the operations side.
Pediatrica.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, by the way, Bunyanica. Shout out, JC.
Oh, Latin hottie, Al. Shout out.
Bunyanica.
What?
Bunyanica.
Why Bunyanica?
She works
why?
On feet.
Hey, that's
no, it's
funny.
Pediatrics.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I thought she said podiatrist. Okay, I'm...
No.
She works with children now.
Oh,
I had the peds wrong.
Kill.
Okay.
I was wondering why every time
you can't
I told
find
you I took
his on meds.
I always whenever no. I tell I took the kids to the doctor, he goes, "What's wrong with their feet?" Now I know.
Yeah, right.
It's okay. That's why we love Al.
You are honey number four.
I love it.
All right, baby.
And let us know.
All right. Y'all have a good Wednesday.
If you become single for reals, you can have your shot at Big Al.
There you go.
Got it. First place I'm coming.
All right.
There you go. Thank you.
Danica wanted to be your girlfriend since she was in fifth grade, Al.
Man.
Which would be very illegal.
As her father.
Not now.
I would be very afraid of that sentence if she ever said that in my presence.
Let's see, fifth grade, so she was six and five.
Don't do the math. Make sure you go.
She's 30. All right, cool.
Jenna,
yes.
On the text, whatever happened to the scary movie Jenna was in? Yeah.
I don't know.
You haven't heard about it?
No.
Really?
No, I don't know. I don't understand.
Because you're supposed to be in the scene.
Well, I think I did. I filmed a scene. I'm barely in it.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time for movies to...
It does take a long time.
What's the name? Let's go to IMDb and look at the status.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Halloween? Because at first it was April. That was the original plan. But we're in what month now? July?
July. Yeah.
I don't know.
You said the movie was going to come out soon, Julyer.
That's what I thought. Whatever. Don't have high expectations for me. I'm barely in it.
But you're supposed to be in the sequel. That's why they didn't kill you. So that's high expectations for me, for you.
I got a needle to the neck.
Oh, so cool.
But I had to act totally drugged, so like it didn't bother me. So I didn't get to act at all.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
Did you hear about the movie that has to do with constipation?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, man, it hasn't come out yet.
That's pretty funny, JC.
Go to Ryan on the phone. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
So, what's going on in your world, Ryan?
So, I woke up to a 4 a.m. incident in my house. My sister and her kids are living with me while their house is under renovation.
Okay.
My 2-year-old niece is crying, and I open the door to be hit in the face with the smell of bleach. My sister's dog pooped all over the floor.
Oh.
Bad ordeal. And my sister decided the best way to clean it, and because it's poop, we need to clean all the germs, was... use a bottle of bleach to clean my hardwood floors.
How's the wood?
How's
the wood?
Sorry, dog.
When are they moving out?
They were supposed to be living with me for 2 weeks, and they moved. That was at the 1st of March.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So they're moving out today?
Oh, man.
She might be.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Wow. Sorry.
Sorry. But, I mean, it smells clean.
I cannot stand the smell of bleach. And it's like there's soap oil right there to use that she could have used. And I've got Persian rugs in the area, too, so I'm hoping that they're fine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You bought Persian rugs? You're the first person I've ever met with Persian rugs.
Dude, you have to get them quick because they're going out of business.
Yeah, they're 80% off, weekend. Brian.
Well,
I've got Persian
rugs. If anybody's looking the house, an older sister and 2 adorable children, I think they're going to be needing somewhere to go.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. If you want to send us pictures so we could see what chlorine or bleach does to hardwood floors, do show.
Yeah, I've been afraid of all the bleach. It's gone.
Man. That
I love
sucks.
The smell of bleach. Is that weird?
You do?
Except I cleaned my bathroom with bleach the other day and I had on this black sweatshirt.
You got dots on it now?
Terrible idea. What am I thinking? I'm so dumb.
Well, at least you clean.
Gloves. At least I cleaned. You're so right.
Yeah. No, that's right. And you're not a good cleaner. You've admitted that.
Because I haven't had a maid in a long time. That was my treat for myself. I'm saving money.
For?
Just to be a better person. Just because I was feeling poor. And so I'm like, I don't need to do this. I'm going to clean. And I suck at it. I suck at cleaning. I use bleach in places I shouldn't use it. I just want it to smell clean.
But look at all that money you have.
I find weird balls of dust. I don't know where they come from. Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
You have to go to Iceland.
Yeah, there you go.
The maid thing.
My place is a little crummy, though. Literally.
We got to find you a dude that loves to clean.
There you go.
They're out there. That's going to be your
somewhere.
Name.
Somewhere.
I have way, way lower standards than that. He doesn't need to clean.
Just needs to be male.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, Gabriel.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, buddy? You have a question for the show?
Yes. Okay, so what if one of the vacations that y'all go on went wrong and y'all are stranded and you have to eat somebody throughout the cast to survive? Who would it be?
Why do people always ask that question?
Kelly.
And the answer is always me.
It's Kelly, the other white meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always says me.
She's got the tender meat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She would give up quickly. She wouldn't fight. She wouldn't fight.
Okay. Yeah, she'd be easy to catch.
And she has good meat, you know?
She's got great meat.
Yeah, everybody has their own type of meat. Like, JC would be lean meat because, you know, he's muscular. Jenna as well. Right. Big Al, he'll be... You know, he'll be delicious, I would think.
He'd be the ribeye.
Thank
Al
you.
Would be...
Yeah, the ribeye, yeah.
Al's the ribeye, for sure.
Al would be like ceviche. He's so pickled.
Oh, by the way, shout out to JC for that ceviche.
Yeah. So there you go. We'd eat Kelly first.
Yeah. It's been decided for years. We just know.
Yeah.
Kelly, would you want to be alive for a little bit to see what you taste like?
No.
No?
What?
No.
To eat herself?
Wouldn't you wonder what you taste like? If
no.
Like, if you guys are going to eat me,
I
I'd say, like...
I don't want to be... I never want that to happen.
No.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it if it was my only option, but I'd go a long time without it.
I really would want to, like, if I'm really going to go and this is it and we're stranded.
I think fish and...
I would want you guys to take a little piece of me so that I could taste before I go.
No,
so
that
you'd
be is that so dude, gross,
so
man.
So you'd be that dude that got, what was the dude that was going, that went hiking that had to gnaw off his arm?
No, but he had to.
Cut it off.
Yeah, that was a movie. He had to just cut it
but
off.
But he didn't eat, obviously.
No, no, he
stuck.
Did not.
So you probably go ahead and barbecue your arm and get a little taste of it.
I mean, if you guys were going
y'all. What? I'm not feeling well
Kelly's
this morning as it is.
Wait, we're going to make Kelly throw up.
This is a ridiculous conversation.
Oh.
Sorry, Kelly.
We
love you.
We apologize.
Yeah. We love you.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize.
Why everybody always asks that question, though? We get asked that question about once a month.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's an interesting question.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously, if a lot of people are asking it.
I don't get it.
What's up, Lexi?
Hi. I'm on my way to get a drug test for nursing school.
Yeah.
You're on your way to a drug test?
Are you going to pass?
Well, I hope I pass it.
Smoke a laugh.
But you
Do what?
You had some cool happen in your life?
Yes. So back in March, like I'm 24. Back in March, I found out that I have a brother. And I actually, like I didn't think I was ever going to meet him. He's from like up more north and I'm more down south.
Uh-huh.
And so I wrote into y'all quite a few times saying like, you know, I'd love to meet my brother if y'all can help me with this. But I never heard anything back. So, I got to meet him this weekend. And it's interesting. He is 4 months older than my sister. So they're really close together, but it's so crazy. Like my dad was in the Navy and he was dating this woman and then met my mom. So he broke up with that woman, moved in with my mom. Then my mom got pregnant and like it was just, you know, so crazy. But
so you guys knew about each other the whole time?
No, we had no clue.
Okay.
No clue about each other.
Wow.
So his mom wrote my dad on Facebook over 2 years ago. Dad never knew he had the message. It went to that private box.
Oh, the other
people, you got to remember, you have a private box that you probably don't know about on your Facebook, and there's a lot of messages in there that you're probably missing out on, like
I know,
like she did. Yeah, go
ahead. And I remember y'all talking about those stories about the private box, and then you met your dad and all that. I was like, that's so interesting. So, Dad read that, said, you know, you want to meet your son? He said, yeah, I'd love to meet my son. So they got to talking, and then Dad told us about it in March, and it's just been so. I have not breathed a word of it till now, and I don't ever brag on anything, but I've never had a brother, and I'm so excited that I finally have a brother.
Oh,
so I wanted to brag.
What's your brother's name, Lexi?
His name is Michael.
Michael.
And he has a wife named Missy. And he's got a little son that's just a year older than my daughter. And they already get along great.
Yay.
Awesome. Yay. We're happy for you, Lexi. Congrats. Send us pictures.
Good luck on that drug test.
Yeah.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, pass that drug test, girlfriend.
You want us to send you some pee?
Oh, stop it.
I mean, I can send mine.
Is your clean?
Grossest show ever today. Stop it.
It's Gross Wednesday, Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.